This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for January 6th, 2011. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. The number of attacks on Java is steadily increasing, and many enterprises are unprepared for the threat. In this tip, expert Nick Lewis will give some advice on how to lock down Java and protect your enterprise. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Creating a Java Security Framework That Thwarts a Java Exploit, written by Nick Lewis. While the Stuxnet worm, Zeus Botnet, and Operation Aura have been grabbing the headlines over the last year, Brian Krebs of Krebs on Security and Holly Stewart of Microsoft have recently reported that the number of attacks against Java has been steadily increasing. As Stewart writes, the increase in the number of attempted and successful attacks on Java has recently surpassed even the number of attacks targeting PDFs and other attack vectors. In this tip, we'll cover why Java has become such a tempting target for attackers, and how an enterprise can create a Java security framework to successfully ward off Java-based exploit attempts. The Java Runtime Environment, also known as JRE, or simply Java, is installed on a large number of diverse device types, including most PCs, Macs, and Linux desktops, as well as smartphones and other embedded devices. PDF readers and flash players have a similar level of ubiquity when it comes to types of devices, but Java is in a special class by itself because it is designed to be a write-once and run-everywhere environment, including on embedded systems you might not expect. While Java, which exists as both a programming language and as a piece of software that needs to be installed so Java programs can run, was developed to have additional protections that other programming languages didn't have. Like sandboxes and additional memory protections, these have been bypassed by many recent exploits. Oracle Corporation, which owns Java since acquiring Sun Microsystems Incorporated, issues frequent Java updates in an attempt to address the vulnerabilities, and Java itself does include auto-update functionality. But this functionality isn't always reliable in ensuring the JRE is running at the most recent version. To complicate things further, Apple Computer Incorporated distributes its own version of Java that typically lags behind in the security patching process. As such, the Java JRE is an attractive target for criminals. Stewart reports that three Java vulnerabilities over the last year have accounted for over 3.5 million attacks on almost 2 million PCs, making Java one of the most attacked pieces of software. Krebs reports that Java attacks have been included in exploit packs, allowing criminals to automate their attacks against the language. And enterprises using PCs aren't the only ones that should be worried. Some of the computers targeted by a recent Java exploit have been Macs. Mac security firm Intego Incorporated recently reported that a malicious Java applet named Kubeface has been infecting the Apple operating system. Many of these infected computers have been exploited because of missing Java patches and, as with recent Flash or PDF attacks, desktop anti-malware defenses have been ineffective. However, Java attacks have been even more difficult for IPS and IDS vendors to detect on the network level because of any potentially malicious Java applet would need to be executed in order to check for malicious code, requiring significant computing resources. Get more advice on creating a Java security framework from Nick Lewis after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Has an information security problem got you stumped? Do you have questions about network security, becoming compliant, or dealing with the latest threats? SearchSecurity.com's Ask the Experts section is for you. Our panel of experts is ready and waiting to answer your toughest questions on topics from application and platform security to security management and identity and access management. Your InfoSec issues have met their match. Submit your questions now at SearchSecurity.com/AskTheExperts. That's SearchSecurity.com/AskTheExperts.
Enterprises can mitigate Java-related risks by creating a Java security framework. First, evaluate whether the enterprise needs Java installed on desktops or servers, and, if it is not required, uninstall it or don't install it to begin with. Java should only be installed if there is an application that requires it or if Java applets needed to be supported on desktops. This is basic advice, but if Java is not present, it cannot be exploited. Next, check to ensure that only current versions of Java are installed on client machines. These checks can be done with enterprise management software, scripting version checks, or by manually visiting the Java download page, which will report the version of Java installed. In my experience, old versions are often left on systems to ensure backward compatibility, especially with homegrown applications. If Java is installed, it can be configured to automatically check for updates every day. But this would only be useful for home computers, where users can update software for themselves. Enterprises should prioritize updating Java at the same level as applying Microsoft or Adobe patches. It may also be worthwhile to investigate some Java-specific security options, available by using the Java Control Panel, such as disabling users' ability to grant permissions to content from untrusted authority, or enabling certificate checking to prevent potentially malicious applets from running. You may also want to enable logging to help detect whether and when malicious applets have been run. If your enterprise uses Firefox, the NoScript plugin software could be used to whitelist approved Java applets to limit the risk of malicious Java applets. The threats posed from out-of-date Java version should not be underestimated, and Java patches should be given the same priority as Microsoft or Adobe updates. Oracle is responsible for updates to Java as Microsoft is responsible for its products. And Oracle should be held to the same standards as Microsoft for updating its software. So, if at all possible, report any difficulties caused by malware targeting Java to Oracle. Enterprises should increase the prioritization of updating Java on their client systems to help prevent them from being exploited. They should also take this as a wake-up call to carefully evaluate what software is installed on client computers and ensure updates are applied regularly to prevent system exploitation via the software they've decided they need. While this may still be a difficult battle to fight, it should also prompt enterprises to look beyond patching to more proactive controls like application whitelisting to prevent malicious software from running in the first place. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. As always, you can download more of our podcasts by visiting SearchSecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.